Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe coming to you again on Friday night. And we just want to welcome you and the panelists and all that's listened by internet. And we just thank you for listening. If you want to be a part of this broadcast and you want to speak or give a testimony, the number is 347-989-8862. I'll give you a chance to get you an ink pen. The phone number is 347-989-8862. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. And I want to give a praise report on 9/11 on Wednesday at midnight. The Lord had impressed me to go on internet with Facebook and ask all my friends to take a half an hour for prayer. And the Lord led me to start it off. I took the first half hour, and then through the night, different ones took their half hour, and we set alarm clocks and got up and took another half hour. And Evangelist Clint Green here, my husband, he did the same. And I just want to give a praise report. That went all the way to 7 p.m. The next morning, or the next evening, excuse me. And don't you know, God moved miraculously in our country. Praise God. And things that were supposed to happen all over the news and stuff didn't happen. And I want to thank God and encourage you that prayer works. If you just take the time to pray, it works. Praise God. But you got to be on the Lord's side first. You have to be saved for Him to hear your prayers. And there's controversial about that. But, you know, we're none of His unless we take and accept the pardon that He did on Calvary. And then He will be our God. And He said that we would be His people. Praise the Lord. And there's many prayer requests coming in over the Facebook, and we'll give some of those now because there's a bunch, and we'll pray over these at the end of the broadcast. We take them seriously, and through the week we pray through for them as well, and then we really are encouraged when we get a praise report how God has moved on something, and not for our glory, but for God's glory. Praise God. And Roberta Harder, Sister Roberta, is in Arizona. She and Brother Harder live there, and they're great people, evangelists. They have Miracle Valley there in Arizona, and they're going to get that going again. That's where A.A. Allen, if you remember him, back in the 60s, 50s, he had tent meetings and had miracle deliverance ministry. Praise God. Well, that's the land that they are seeking to purchase. So pray about that. Sister Harder says to please continue to remember her daughter's situation. So God knows all about that. Brother Terry Randall Brown says that there's a Don Dickerman ministry is holding a night of ministry at Champions Crossing Church in Crapevine, Texas, tomorrow evening. He says, please pray it reaches many and salvation and deliverance will pour over the attendees. And he says, thank you. And Sister Bonnie Burke says, pray for her granddaughter. God knows all about that, what she has need of. Sister Bonnie also says, pray for her husband. And also pray for Sister Bonnie's health, that God will give her strength. Also, Sister Becky Fritz says, remember her sister. Remember me, sister, I'm sorry, that she can regain strength. She had a stent put in her heart just about a week ago, I believe it was. So continue to pray for her. Sister Donna Jean, for her son, unsaved family. Also, Sister Tina Coger, she says to pray for her and pray for everyone. And she says, love you all. And she will also pray for us. Praise God. And Jerry Bowen says, can you pray for his mom that she gets better? She's been sick for a long time. So remember all those, and as the prayer requests come in, it's a two-hour broadcast, so we've got plenty of time, and we will pray over these right there toward the end, so we'll give more others time to go ahead and turn those in. And I want to acknowledge the callers in here tonight. We've got several callers, and we'll give each their turn. Right now, we're going to have you just introduce yourself, who you are, and then we're going to have Rachel come in and read her scripture. The first caller tonight was 706-483. Come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hey there, Sister Joanna. This is Brother Tony Garcia from Dalton, Georgia. How y'all doing tonight?
Amen. Praise God. Hang in there, Brother Tony. Okay, now I'll get you to come in, okay?
Thank you, Sister.
All right, 706-975, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hey, Sister Green, it's Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, amen, sis. Thank you all for calling, and we'll get you here second, okay, sis?
Okay.
Okay, and then 423-545.
Praise the Lord, Sister Green, it's Brother Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
We have several prayer requests
we want to turn in there directly.
Sure.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, okay. Hold on just a second. We're going to get Rachel to read her script, and then we'll turn in some more prayer requests. Okay, brother?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Tony, do you have a prayer request, brother?
Yes, sister. Y'all just continue to remember our church, Barnell Full Gospel Church, and remember my mother. She's been on bed rest for a while, as you know. And we just built her a ramp outside of her house off her porch, and we'll just be praying that she can get out and go to church more and get to moving more, and just be praying for our family and our ministry that we got going, and pray that we do God's will. And you know, there's several prayer requests out there that I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but you know, I give them to the Lord, and Lord knows all about them and the situation and the hearts and who they are. So, you know, just you know, remember that. Remember these prayer requests for me, sister.
Amen. Praise God. And Sister Frida, you have a prayer request, sis?
I do. My niece, they're putting her in, I think it's Saturday night. It's either Saturday night or Sunday night. She's fixing to deliver a baby girl, supposed to be. So let's remember that all that goes good like the Lord plans it to. And let's also remember Sister Debbie Sample. She's got a spot on her neck, and we need that taken care of, too.
Amen. Praise God. Brother Yearwood, go right ahead, brother.
Okay. I want to give a praise report first. Our great-grandbaby that was born last week, now they had to feed it with a tube and through its nose, and they had to put it on the life support. It couldn't breathe on its own. But now, after everybody's been praying, God touched it, and they've took it off from the life support.
Oh,
they've took the feeding tube off from it,
and
it's doing great. So just thank God for everybody praying for it. Then the street service coming up September the 27th and the 28th, which is going to be 2 weeks from tonight at 7 o'clock. We want everybody to come, bring their lawn chairs, come to Madisonville, Tennessee, to the courthouse. We're going to be on Main Street between the red lights. We're just going to have a two-night Holy Ghost revival and believe in God to save the lost, sanctify and fill the Holy Ghost, heal them that's sick and afflicted, and remember our church and our pastor, and that God will continue to bless them. And pray for me Sunday night. I'll be in Sweetwater, Tennessee, ministering at the Sweetwater Church of God.
Praise God. Amen. And, you know, if you're down there in that area, Madisonville, Tennessee, on right there on Main Street downtown, if you're in that area, Brother Yearwood's encouraging you to bring your lawn chairs. Brother Yearwood, we wish we could be with you, but we're with you in heart, and we're praying. My job called me to work that day on Saturday, and then they called me today and asked me if I could work the Friday. So I thought, well, since I'm working the Saturday, I might as well just work the Friday too. So God's blessing us financially, and we're sure going to be lifting up that in prayer. A lady asked me Wednesday night, asked me if that ministry, if that revival had taken place yet, and I told her no, and I gave her the dates, and she thought she was going to be down in that area around that time, and she said she's going to try to make it. So praise God for that. She's from right here.
Amen.
Amen. And her, if she comes up to you, her name is Sister Rhonda Rudd, R-U-D-D. So remember her, and the Lord to give her traveling mercies, and many, many prayer requests all over the world. And we need to lift up people in the third world countries, people that's not saved, people that are backslid. Last week our subject was on backsliding. You can backslide. And there's a doctrine out there, it's telling people that there's once saved, that they're always saved. And from whatever they do from there out, once they get saved, that nobody can take them out of the hand of God. But I've got news for them that their sin, only my sin can take me out of the hand of God and blot my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And, you know, I've got to keep my sins under the blood. And we're not to sin every day. And I won't get back on that again. But, you know, it come up just today again, that very subject. And if anybody's listening and you think that just because you've given your heart to the Lord when you were maybe 5 years old, you've got to redo it again. You've got to, when you come to the age of accountability and you know, Peter, Jesus asked Peter, who does man say that I am? Who do you say that I am, Peter? And Peter said, you're Christ. Praise God. And Jesus said that only the Father above can reveal this to you. And so once we get that revelation of who Jesus really is, and we get a personal relationship with him, and then we walk right and walk holy, because no man can see God without holiness, because he is holy. Praise the Lord. And I want to start out this here broadcast with prayer. We're going to have Brother Tony go first. He he called first, and then we'll have Sister Frieda and then Brother Yearwood, and we'll just obey God. We've got 2 hours. We've got plenty of time. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to minister your
word, God.
Lord, we ask for God as the request of men, Lord, and the announcement, all their needs, Lord,
Father,
surely
that you
move on them, dear Lord.
God, we pray and the glory and the honor, Father, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Need for this ministry tonight, dear God, each and one, everyone that, Lord, has something to say for you, that preaches your word, let it be anointing that goes forth, Lord, to destroy every yoke. God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And our subject tonight, praise God, our subject tonight is on spirit. It's either spirit or spirits, whether it's good or bad. So we want you all to obey God. And Brother Tony, we'll let you go ahead, brother.
Amen. Well, I appreciate the opportunity, sister. I'm blessed to be here on the broadcast with y'all. I didn't know what the subject was or anything, but I just began to search for something tonight through the Bible, something to bring y'all. So I'm gonna just go ahead and give y'all this little testimony I got here. I got some verses right here, and I'm just going to obey the Lord. You know, this is what the Lord laid on my heart. You know, once again, I didn't know what the subject was, but I'm sure God knows who this is for, who out there is listening or whoever be listening in the future. You know, he knows who this is for, you know, mainly it's for ministers, you know, because, you know, in this time, this day and age, I've realized, you know, there's a lot of ministers out there that are being pulled down by prosecution, from discouragement, and people trying to break them down and trying to stop the word of God from being spread. And I, for one, know myself, church, that being a young preacher, you know, I started ministering when I was 17 years old, and I had people that come against me, and it hurt my spiritual life and hurt my ministry. But you know what? Through the great power of God, I never gave up. I never gave in, you know. And I'm not saying that for my glory. I'm saying that to give God the glory. And that somebody out there listening, maybe a young minister, know that God can give you the strength and give you the power you need to make it through, no matter what kind of hindrance comes against you in your ministry, no matter what kind of whoever tries to pull you down. The Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And if we're living a godly life, and we're doing the best we can to honor God and obey God, and God, there's no weapon formed against us. And he's talking about the tongue also. You know, he's talking about people coming against us. It's not going to prosper as long as we obey God. But I tell you what, church, we as ministers, we need to be praying for one another. You get in that spiritual realm of God and be praying that the word of God will flow in there. We need to be praying that the word of God will reach to all ends of the land, you know, not just America, not just Georgia or Ohio or Tennessee or wherever we are, but all over the world. Church, we need to be praying for the ministers. And the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, this is Paul speaking in verse 1. Once again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and may be glorified, even it is with you." Amen. Church, Paul is saying, pray for the ministers. Pray for us as we go out there and minister. Pray for one another as we get out there and spread the word of God. Because the Bible says that the devil is as a lion seeking whom he may destroy. He just wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's all he wants to do with us. So we need some prayer. We need to be praying for one another. We need to be fasting for one another. That this word of God, because I'll tell you what, church, it's not about Brother Tony's ministry or about Brother Lloyd's ministry. Nobody nobody's better than anybody else. We're all part of the family of God.
Amen.
It's about letting other people know who Jesus Christ is and about how he died for our sins, about how he can set people free and how he can save them and redeem them. That's what Paul said. Pray for us that the word of God have free course, because the devil's out there trying to hinder us. The devil's out there trying to stop us. The devil's out there trying to bring the ministers down and pull down away from the ministry of God. But church, if we can get one mind and one accord and get in the name of Jesus and pray for one another that the word of God have free course, that wherever these ministers go, that people will be saved and chains will be broken and people will be delivered. And that's what it's all about, church. We've got to be praying for one another that the word of God will flow. You know, Paul said, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. You know, it's about God's glory. It's all about giving him the glory and giving him the honor and praise. You know, church, sometimes we see people get jealous because, oh, such and such is doing this or such is doing that more than me. And it ain't about that. It's about giving God the glory. It's about honoring God. So, church, if you know a minister out there going all in for the Lord out there, evangelizing out there, preaching the gospel, keep praying for that minister. Keep fasting for that minister. Keep praying that God will keep his hand over him and that the word of God will have free course. And then it says right here at the end of the verses, even it is with you. Church, you know, I thank God that somebody was praying for a minister to come into my life. You know, I had family that prayed for me. I had family that were seeking God for me, that a minister would come into our life. Amen. Church, if we can just get one mind and one accord together and pray together that the word of God will get out there and just flow through this country, through this world, and have free course, somebody in your family might get saved. Amen. Church, I pray every day that God will send somebody to my family to witness to them for the ones that are lost. That God, you know, because sometimes they may not receive me, they might not accept me, but I can say, God, I pray that you send somebody their way to save them in the name of Jesus. But, church, that ain't going to happen if we got jealousy in our heart, if we got anger in our heart, and it certainly ain't going to happen if we got doubt and we begin to pull away from the ministry of God. So, church, I believe as ministers tonight, I, God only knows why he laid this on my heart, you know, but God knows who's listening out there. But I just pray that you get with your brothers and sisters of your church, of your community that are serving God. Get in one mind and one accord and pray for all the ministers out there in the world. And don't give up fighting this good fight of faith. Don't give up in this. Don't quit on this battlefield of faith tonight, because we're on our way home, church. And I tell you what, when I get to heaven, I want to take some with me, church. When I get home, I don't want to be the only one walking through those pearly gates. I want to see the other ministers go with me. I want to see the other souls go with me. But, church, I believe tonight I need your prayers. Brother Lloyd needs your prayers. Sister Green and Brother Green need your prayers. All these ministers out here tonight that you're listening to, we need your prayers to stay on this battlefield. We need your prayers that God would open up the doors and that the word of God would have free course. Amen. That God would open up the doors so that the chains will be broken and people be delivered and set free, and people be saved, and families be restored, and people will be blessed. We need your prayers that God will continue to anoint us with Holy Ghost and fire. We need your prayers that God will continue to give us the word of God and continue to give us the strength to do what we have to do, church. We need to be praying for one another so that the word of God will have free course. So that the word of God will have free course. That's what it's all about tonight. Church, it's not about jealousy. It's not about who's doing better than you or who's doing worse than you. It's not about none of this. It's about if the word of God is having this free course tonight. That's all God is concerned about. If his word is having free course tonight, church, are we praying that the word of God will have free course, or are we just getting jealousy in our hearts? You know, sometimes we can have a little bit of jealousy in our hearts, you know. The Bible says jealousy is a sin. God don't want you to have jealousy of a brother, another brother or sister. He wants you to have love and peace and pray for them.
Amen.
And church, we got to be praying, and we got to be praying and studying and fasting up so that this word of God have free course through brother and sister reading. So this word of God have free course through brother and sister Yearwood. We need to be praying that the word of God will have free course through these true ministers of God. Yes, church. I know there's like Sister Griggs talked about. There's a doctrine out there going around that's a false doctrine. There's plenty of them. But, church, I believe tonight we need to be praying that God will continue to bless and anoint and open up the doors for the ones that are out there preaching the true doctrine of God, the true word of God, preaching with the Holy Ghost and fire. We need to be praying that God will continue to open up those doors so this false doctrine can be overruled by the truth. So that this false doctrine can be taken under by the truth. Tonight, church, it's time, church, that we get the prayer. That we get the prayer and fasting and seeking God. That the word of God may have free course. Because, church, the truth of the matter is, if the word of God don't have free course, then false doctrine will take over. Take over this land and take over this world. And I'm not willing to sit back and just allow that, church. And I know there's a lot of people out there that may be listening that you know, you can't get out there and do as much. You can't, you don't have the finances or physically able to get out and minister like you want to. But church, if there's anything you can do, it's pray for the ones that are out there on the battlefield. Pray for the ones that are getting up behind the pulpit. Pray for the ones that are evangelizing. Pray for the ones that are out there giving the true word of God. And let the word of God have free course, amen. I love to say I love the Lord tonight, and I praise the Lord. Like I said, I didn't know the subject about, but I went ahead and did, and gave you what the Lord gave me, and I believe that somebody tonight needed that and accepted it in the name of Jesus. But I love to thank you, brother and sister Green, for giving me an opportunity to speak on your program, and I love y'all, and God bless y'all.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Tony, for that anointed word of God. And you know, the Lord laid that message on his heart, church, and those out there listening. If there's ever been a time to come together in one mind and one accord, it is now. And you know, Jesus told them to go up there to that upper room and to tarry there and to seek the power and dew from on high and that you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you know, thank God, you know, there was a time when they all came together in that upper room, and there was about 120 of them, the Bible says, and they stayed there and tarried there, and they were in unity, praise God. The Bible says that one can send a thousand of demons to flight, of bad spirits is what we're talking about here, and you know, and unity, too, can send 10,000 to flight, praise God.
Right.
So if you get you a prayer warrior that you've got confidence in, and you call upon that person, and you know that they're going to pray for you when you need prayer, and you go calling on God, and that one there, he said, if two touching anything on this earth, praise God, it shall be done. He said, what you bind on heaven, what you bind on earth can be bound in heaven, what you loose on earth will be loose in heaven, praise God. So there's power and strength in numbers. Hallelujah. It's good. And I think you go right ahead, sis.
You know what? That's what you just said. I
Uh-oh.
Told Brother John and Sister Debbie Wednesday night. I said, what all the good things that happen in heaven, we can bring it down here to earth. We don't have to be under torment. We don't have to be under all this evil stuff. But what Brother Tony was saying, we got to lift up everybody. We got to pray because the devil is fighting because he knows his time is short. But I want to finish what he started, and then I'll go do what I want to do. But I want to do a praise report first, too, because I've been, the devil's been fighting me tooth and doornail, and I wouldn't say what it was, but I said I have an untalking prayer request, and they won't ask. But you know what? The Lord is moving, Sister Green, and I can feel him moving. Things when you think it's impossible, it's not impossible with the Lord. He's a problem solver. He sets these things, and he does what needs to be done. But But we're going back to 2 Thessalonians 3, and I'm going to read verse 2 and 3. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. If you don't have faith, you ain't got the Lord on your side. You got somebody else in there, not who was supposed to be. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. All we have to do is ask for a hedge of protection. And once we ask the Lord for the hedge of protection around us, nothing can get through that protection unless we let them in on that protection. You know what I mean? And here's where I'm going to be reading from. But I mean, this is wonderful. I needed this tonight. I'm going to be reading from Romans 8, verse 1 through verse 26. I know it's long, but it tells it just like we need to be. Our Christian faith has to take steps. We have to follow these steps, or you ain't going to be doing what the Lord wants you to do. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent him his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And that what we just said, you got to be every step taken. You have to pray every day. You can't just pray one day and forget the next day. You got to pray every day. Lord, you direct my path. You tell me what needs to be done and where I need to go.
Yes.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
That's
and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And then we have to take each step. Some of these people that have been abused, like alcohol and things like that, they have 12 steps they have to follow. But we have to take this word. We have to listen to this word. We have to search this word. And when she said that, I mean, Sister Green, I can wake up some morning and the Lord will tell me, go get your Bible and catch up on reading. I got a book, the one the church is called The Upper Room, and it might not have everything I want it to be, but once I get my word out, you can compare your word to what they print in these things. But the Lord will show you things to this. So I thank the Lord for being able to talk on the broadcast tonight, and I love y'all, and y'all have a good one.
Praise God. A very, very good word, Sister Frieda. We was on our way to Dayton up in my mother's house, and we were saying exactly what that right there, what you were talking about. There's no condemnation, praise God, to them that are in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We're forgiven. Our sins are under the blood. It is as though we've never sinned ever, because
they're
thrown as far as the east is to the west, praise God. And, and you know, you can't never get to that point, east to the west, to that point. There's no such thing. You're either in the east or you're in the west, praise God. And your sins are thrown there. There's no such place. So that means there's the sins are forgotten. They're nowhere.
Right.
They're totally gone, praise the Lord. God is so, so good. Brother Yearwood, before I have you come on, there's another caller. I want him to come in and introduce himself and where they're located, and then we'll get you to come in, brother, and preach for us too. Okay, brother?
Okay.
770-584.
Praise the Lord, brother and sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Hallelujah, Brother John. Praise God. We thank you for calling in, and we're gonna have Brother Yearwood, go ahead, and then we'll have you come in, okay, brother?
All right, that'd be fine, sister. Thank
you. All right. Go ahead, brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back again, just reaching out to the lost and dying world. We're speaking tonight about spirits, and, you know, the first place of spirit that come to my mind was Genesis 6, and verse 3, but I'm going to start in verse 1, read down through 3 there. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the earth. Wait a minute, let me start over again. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them,
mm-hmm.
that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Spirit, and the Lord said, my Spirit shall not always strive with men. Praise God. Boy, I tell you what, the devil is a fighting tonight strong, but he's a liar and a father of it, in Jesus' name.
Brother Yearwood,
do
you want me to read for you?
I can get right here, sister.
Okay.
And the Lord said, my Spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. You know, today I think about people, you know, they just continue on like they're going, you know, and the Bible just told us there that his Spirit shall not always strive with men. And, you know, there's a time a-coming that God's mercy is going to be cut off. People keep going on and keep refusing. You know, I was listening to Brother A.A. Allen, one of his services there that he had yesterday, and he was talking about this young man. I believe he said he was 17 years old. He was in the service with him, and Brother Allen said God told him to go to him and tell him that his days was numbered, and that he had a short time. And he looked at Brother Allen right straight in the face, and he said, Brother, he said, I'm only 17 years old. He said, I've got a long time to go. He said, I've got a lot of wild oats to sow. And, you know, Brother Allen said that man, that young boy, about two or three days later, they come to him and told him at the end of the service that I want you to come to the hospital. And said, and he got over there, said that boy was tore all to pieces that was in that car wreck. And the boy died right there. Brother Allen was telling Brother Allen, said, to pray for him. Brother Allen said, well, said, God told me not to. And, you know, I tell you what, whenever anybody blasphemes the Holy Ghost and God cuts them off, my friend, there ain't no need of praying. Anybody better, men better take heed today, and they better realize that God said that he would not always strive with them. His spirit, a man's only got 120 years. That's the promise of God. But I tell you what, we need to take heed to the calling of God. If God's a knocking at our heart's door today, we need to take heed and heed to the Spirit of God. And call up on God, say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I tell you what, it'd be a terrible time to think about living here in this walk of life, and they live here and they got a chance to call out on God. They got the chance because the Spirit of God is still drawing them, still calling today for people to come in, for people to turn their lives over to him. And if they don't take heed to it, and they don't cry out to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me, tell you what, they're going to be cut off without remedy, without any chance at all. I tell you, it's the time that we today tell the people that they need to really get a hold of God. They better take heed to this, this message tonight. This is a message not because of Lloyd Yearwood, or not because of Brother Clint Green, or Sister Green, or Brother John, or the other sister that's on there, or anybody else. This is ordained of God. He's telling us that he's not going to always strive with us. We better take heed to the Spirit of God, and we better hear what the Spirit of God is telling us. I tell you what else, I want you to turn with me tonight to Galatians, the sixth chapter. We're going to, fifth chapter. We're going to read a little bit there from the fifth chapter. I'm going to let my wife read it. But I want you to know tonight, my friend, that his spirit is not going to always strive with you. If his spirit is striving with you tonight, you better call upon him. You better not put it off till tomorrow, because that young man, he told Brother Allen, he said he had a lot of wild oats to sow. I tell you, I used to say that same thing, but I thank God that I realized in 1975, January 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, that I had sold enough wild oats. It was time for me to start sowing to the Spirit of God. I tell you, it's a time today that people need to turn their lives over and start sowing to the Spirit of God. We'll read here in Galatians in the fifth chapter. Praise God.
We're
Hallelujah.
Going to start in verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit as ye, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit after the against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness,
idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, rebellings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we've heard what the Word's saying there. And, you know, His Spirit's not always strive with us. And my friend tonight, if you're listening, and you, I know that you're listening, or you wouldn't be hearing what we're saying here tonight. We've done read, we've done found out what the Spirit is, and we better have that long suffering Spirit of God. We better have the love, have the peace and the joy, all of them. If we got the Spirit of God dealing with us, we're going to have all these things, my friend, are calling our names. And we better realize that His Spirit will not always strive with us. It'll be terrible to think about turning it down, turning it away, and dying and going to a devil's hell. It'll be terrible, my friend, to think about burning throughout eternity, where the fire's never quenched, and the worm dieth not. That's the only place that people that refuse to heed to the calling of God, refuse heeding to the Spirit of God, that's where they're going at. That's where the destination will be at. I tell you, it's a time that we think about where that we're going to spend eternity. It's a time that we realize the Spirit of God is going to call our names. And my friend, as He's calling you to that, and He's calling you to repent of your sins, please repent. Don't put it off of what you might do tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. We may never see another sun up. May never see another daylight. But praise God, if God is calling you tonight, you need to call out on Him. And I'll say, I think Sister Betty's got a verse or two here she's wanting to read. Then I'll let you have it back there, Sister Green. And I appreciate you there, Sister, for offering to read for me there. But I just had to conquer the devil there and let him know that I can read whenever I get anointed and get everything squared away there.
Well, you praise know, what you said earlier, well, somebody said earlier, the Lord can use our tongues, so the devil can use our tongues too. So we have to make sure the devil's out of our tongues, right?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you offering to read there.
Okay.
Okay, Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting, or life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And my question is, are you sowing to the Spirit or to the flesh? Go ahead, Sister Green. Praise God. That's good preaching there. I tell you, we're blacking the devil's eye tonight, because God is good and His word goes forth. He said it would go and it would not return void. And that's exactly
right.
What we're doing tonight under the anointing of God and giving out the word. And hallelujah, it will destroy yokes. And if Brother Yearwood was talking to you tonight, if you are out there and you're going to sow you some oats, and like Sister Betty said there, you've got to sow
of the Spirit of God. And you know, I told somebody the other day, you can either live under the blessings or you can live under the cursing. And I said, it's your choice. You make it.
Yep.
And the person looked at me like they didn't understand what I was trying to tell them, but they knew because I raised them, praise God. And they need to get straightened up because we can make all the money and we can just, you know, God will rain on the just and the unjust and just look like we're getting blessed and doing any old thing we want and sow into the flesh like Sister Betty was talking about. And, you know, there's a day that will come to an end. And, you know, and what we reap afterward is everlasting life. And praise the Lord. And we're going to have Brother John, go ahead, brother, and obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
Appreciate that, Brother Sister Green. Appreciate the opportunity to speak the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To the lives. And tonight we're speaking about spirits. Amen. And there's different things and different we've done. And one of the things that God dealt with me about doing a little teaching here for the next few moments. And first one that he's talking about dealing with spirits is familiar spirits. Out of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. It says, regard not unto them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You know, it talks about not giving any regard to familiar spirits. The word there in the Hebrew is ob. It means to actually one part of it is it's actually a wineskin that to hold, and it was made out of leather and it was turned inside out and is used to hold wine or to hold fluids, and it's usually made out of goat skins, but it's also familiar spirits is a medium who communicates and conjures up with spirits. And you know, there's a lot of that going around today, you know, and God's told them not to give regard, not to give things in the mediums unto the spirit, because what this represented, this wineskin, took the form of what was inside of it, and this familiar spirits that came, and today, you know, many people are going and seeking after a medium, seeking after familiar spirits, seeking after those that and proclaiming, being deceived, amen, and going, paying lots of money to supposedly be speaking to the loved ones in the grave. You need to know something tonight. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, he says that with in this life to find all your hands, because there's no knowledge, no work in the grave. So you need to know tonight that, amen, that there are those that are working, these familiar spirits are getting close, amen, they know, but they can betray you, amen, but these are not your lost loved ones. There's no communication to the dead. Only communication to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the living spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that he is the Father of spirits, amen. You need to know tonight that we are instructed not to seek after wizards, not to seek after fortune tellers, not to seek after those that read your palm. These are familiar spirits, amen. And the only thing they're trying to do is deceive you. The only thing they're trying to do, because they are the ones that are trying to communicate. We are not to communicate with the dead. He is not a God of the dead. He is a God of the living. He is the God of spirit. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, he said, amen, Mount Zion, amen, and you come into the spirits of just men. These men are justified, just like Sister Green and Sister Green's dad. They're justified, and Sister Green's mother, by their faith in Jesus Christ. So the first thing is, don't regard the medium spirits. Don't go into these things. Don't go into them and see, because you're not talking to your dead loved ones. You are talking to familiar spirits. All right. The second thing tonight, amen, I want to speak about is the spirits of angels. The Bible says in Psalms 104, verse 1 through 5. And let me find that. Let me turn to it. I don't have anything marked tonight, but just praying to God. The Bible says in Psalms 104, says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. God is clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment. His garment is light, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who lay up the beams of the chambers and the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, Now this word here is just almost like the Marine Corps sound. It's called. It means breath or wind or spirit or mind or heart in a material. Now the first familiar spirits, you can see that. This is things that you can see through material people or people. These familiar spirits can be upon these material people, these mediums. So these are things that these are spirits that you can't actually see the spirit, but they're upon the people. So these are material things that you can see before your eyes. Now, this spirit is something that you cannot see. It's the immaterial part of the person or the angels there. In other words, angel. The word angel means messenger. He says you're making his angels spirits. In other words, he mentions his angels. He gives them a heart. He gives them a mind. He gives them a spirit. Amen. To minister. Excuse me. His minister is a flaming fire, who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever. The Bible speaks in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. Are they not all ministering spirits? In other words, serving spirits. Mm-hmm. They are serving with a heart, with a mind, with a life, with a breath, with a wind to serve and be messengers. Amen. You need to know tonight that there are celestial angels and terrestrial angels, amen, according to the book of Corinthians. So we find tonight that there's two types of angels. There are celestial angels, which is the heavenly angels, amen, that we know, and it's just like Brother Yearwood brought out, amen, that there's this moving upon, amen, that we are messengers. The Bible speaks of in the book of Revelation to the angels of the church. He was talking about terrestrial angels there, which is earthly angels, pastors of the church, amen, because he would not have John write to celestial angels. Angels are in the presence of God. So as a man there, he wrote to the pastor, the messengers. Those of you that are ministers of God are the messengers of God. Those of you that are messengers of God are angels. And now you have to know, amen, the angel's not always good, because the Bible says that Satan can transform himself as a angel of light, a messenger of light, and he has his own ministers. So we have to have that discernment. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, by that same Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, and you need to know tonight, amen, and we're going to cover that at the end, that by the same Spirit, he gave the gift of discerning of spirits, which judges whether the spirit is holy, unclean, evil, righteous, just. There are many spirits throughout the Bible, so this is what we're talking about tonight. So he gave his angels to be ministering spirits, ministers, in other words, that would minister and serve those who are heirs of salvation. The Bible said, amen, that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and by the prophet Isaiah, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Amen, because they are servants to those who are heirs of righteousness. So, those that have received the amen, he makes his angels spirits, life forces, hearts, minds to serve those that are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. All right, then the third one, talking about the spirits of heaven, and that's in Zechariah chapter 6, the spirits of heaven, Zechariah chapter 6. Zechariah chapter 6. Should mark these a little sooner. Today was a pretty busy day, but we praise the Lord for that God moving and the opportunity to give his word tonight. But it talks about the angels of the Lord. Hallelujah. I apologize. I should always use a heaven mark, but haven't been home too long. All right. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1. See, I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of glass. So here he was seeing a vision. He was seeing a vision. Zechariah was seeing a vision of four chariots. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot, black horses. Now, I know we won't go to it now, but it talks about earlier in Zechariah chapter 1 and also Revelation chapter 6, talks about different horses coming out. Amen. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. So, and the Bible says, and in the third chariot, white horses, and in the fourth chariot, grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said to the angel that talked with me, what are these, my Lord? In other words, what are these four chariots, four horses? And the angel answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of hymns, amen, talking about which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. In other words, these are the four directional winds, amen, the north, south, east, and west winds. You read about in Revelation where the four angels of the Lord are holding back the winds that hurt the earth. He said, before they hurt the earth, he said, we let us seal there in their forehead, amen, the seal of God, amen. So these are life forces. These are minds and hearts of the wind, amen, that are bringing forth in the four directions. He said, the black horse, which are therein, go forth into the north country, and the white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth and saw go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. Now, you can see this in Zechariah chapter 1. You can see this in Job chapter 1, talking about going to and fro all the earth. He said, get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walk to and fro through the earth. If you look in Job chapter 1, verse 7, you don't have to go there now, but it says, then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, behold, these go toward the north country, have quieted my spirit in the north country. So those winds, these life forces, these spirits, these hearts have come and quieted spirit, amen, of Zechariah, quieted the spirit of the prophet. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we have another example of, he says, let the prophets be subject to the spirit of the prophet. In other words, there's a mind and a heart of the prophet and the prophecy that's spoken. We need to be subject one to another, just as we prefer one another in these broadcasts and one another in speaking and giving an opportunity, amen, and not holding on and taking it all in. So we are subject to the spiritual prophets, amen. So then the next one is the unclean spirit. That's in Mark chapter 1. Bible says in Mark chapter 1, turn to it, please. Mark chapter 1. Again, I apologize. Mark chapter 1, starting with verse 23. Bible says, there was in their synagogue a man with unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. This unclean spirit knew who Jesus was. You know,
amen.
It's a sad thing tonight when unclean spirits know who Jesus are, and when people, his own creation, doesn't know who he is tonight. We need to know the Holy One of Israel. We need to know the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that he will send, amen, the cover. The Father will send it. Who is the Father of spirits, by the way, according to Hebrews chapter 12? He's the Father of all spirits, amen. And the Bible says, amen, that Jesus, the Comforter, will be sent in the Father's name, and it will come in and abide and live inside of you. And amen. So we need to know, he says, I know that who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus is saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. You see, it's time for the unclean spirits, amen, to quit speaking. It's time for the spirits of hypocrisy, amen, and false prophecy to quit speaking because they will take their place, amen. And we, amen, just like the Bible says, amen, we as true children of God and true spirits of just men, amen, we need to speak out, amen, the word of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, it's time for them to hold their peace. It's time to rebuke them and bind, amen, the lying, seducing spirit. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine? What new teaching is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. The unclean spirits, the evil spirit, was subject to him. Let's see what the next evil spirits in Acts chapter 19. Let's look in Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. The Bible says this. You know, it's a little different tonight with the teaching and stuff. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12 says this. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So these that were sick, there's a spirit of infirmity, there's a life force, there's a mind, there's a heart of sickness, amen, And as they anointed these handkerchiefs and aprons from the body of the apostle and was given and laid upon them, it was used as a covering. When it was used as a covering and as a poultice there, it speaks about it in 2 Kings 4, amen, that as they would come, that these evil spirits, this life force, this mind, this heart of sickness was gone out of them. Hallelujah, by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It goes on down there, but we won't go on down there. Then the next one is seducing spirits. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's turn to 1 Timothy. Amen, chapter 4. The Bible says in verse 1, it says, now the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit, the mind, the heart, that comes from the Greek word pneuma. Pneuma means to, is also the breath, the wind, the life, that which responds to God. So this is God itself. This is the seed of life. So now the Spirit speaking expressly, in other words, distinctly, that in the latter days, and a lot of times, some shall depart from the faith. In other words, from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Giving heed to seducing spirits. Seducing spirits are spirits that cause you to wander from the path. Deceiving spirits cause you straight to the gate, narrow the path, and few be there to find it. Talked about in Psalm 16:11. That will show you the path of life. Seducing spirits will cause you to walk off the path of life. Seducing spirits are wandering, cause you to wander from that straight gate, from that narrow way. So the life says it will cause you to give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. These are other spirits. These are teachings of devils. Can devils teach? Sure can, right there in the Word of God. So it's not all about teaching. It's all about that the Bible said speaking lies and hypocrisy. In other words, teaching lies, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. In other words, the very conscience of man is seared with a hot iron. These seducing spirits will get you off. And what happens is, it's like a hot iron in your conscience. You no longer have a conscience because you'll follow the seducing spirits. You'll follow this life force, this mind, this heart, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So here's what's happening. They're going to go around and say, look, you don't have to marry anymore. You can live together. You can just be together. You can have illicit sex together. You'll make it. And you know what? There's certain meats you eat and certain meats you don't need to eat. You just stay away from this and have this. And this is okay and that's not okay. So these are the seducing spirits. These are doctrines of the devil. They're going to come in. So
amen.
It's going to cause people to live in sin. It's going to cause people to travel off the path. It's going to cause people to wander. And if you're one of those tonight, you need to come, amen, and come under the Holy Spirit. All right? And then here's in 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, the Bible instructs us to try the spirits to see whether they be of God. There's a spirit of Antichrist, amen, tonight. We need to know in 1 John chapter 4, it said, beloved, believe not every spirit, right there. Don't believe every wind. Don't believe every doctrine. Don't believe every breath. Don't believe everything that comes through. But the Bible says, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. So it's telling you about false prophets are going out and prophesying falsely. It says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. All right, here's how you're going to know the Spirit of God. Right here's the teaching. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. The only spirit that is of God is the spirit that confesses the Lord Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Every spirit, every life, every mind, every heart, every breath, everything that responds to it, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. This is the spirit of Antichrist that is coming. This is a life force. This is a mind. This is a heart. You have many people. Well, is this one the Antichrist? Is that one the Antichrist? You need to know that the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. This is a spirit.
Amen.
It is a life force that will cause death. It is a mind. It is a heart. It has power within itself. He says, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is in the world. But verse 4 says, ye are God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You've overcome the spirit of Antichrist tonight by the spirit of Christ and Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, confessing. Try the spirit, see whether it be of God or not. And then there's the seven spirits of God in Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. It talks about, also talks about Zechariah, talks about in, I'm just going to give you a few scriptures there. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5, talks about it in Zechariah, talks about the chief cornerstone there in also in Zechariah. But I do want to list the seven spirits, amen, talks about. There are the seven, talks about in Revelation chapter 1, I believe it's verse 7, talks about the greetings in the seven spirits of God, seven life forces of God, and then it talks about, amen, the seven lampstands before the throne alone. That's representative of the seven spirits of God. Talks about there in the Lamb of God has the seven eyes of the Lord, which is representative of the seven spirits of God. And I want to give you the list over there, and I'm going to turn it back over to Brother and Sister Green. Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11, starting with verse 1. Okay, and says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord, that's the first Spirit of the Lord, okay, shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom, that's the second Spirit, or eye of the Lord. Understanding, that's the third Spirit, or eye of the Lord. Spirit of counsel, that's the fourth Spirit, of the eye of the Lord. Spirit of might, that's the fifth Spirit. And the spirit of knowledge, that's the sixth spirit. And of the fear of the Lord, that's the seven spirits of God that go before him. Seven eyes of the Lord, seven spirits of the Lord, seven lives. All these have their own mind, heart, spirit that's coming forth. And they all come from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we all need it in our lives. Amen. And they need to be in our prayer life. And then the last thing, Luke chapter 11, 9 through 13. I'm not going to go there because of the sake of time. I don't know how much time we've got. But it says, ask and shall be given. Seek and you shall find, knock and shall be opened unto you. How of you being evil know how to give good gifts? He said, will you ask for a fish, will you be given a stone? Tonight, all you have to do is ask for one spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit. He said, he will give it to those who ask. Tonight, all you have to ask, do is ask, and God will give you of a holy, separated spirit. True, clean, pure, undefiled, given among men. Amen. In the name of Jesus, and you shall be saved. That's the spirit you need tonight. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. If Brother John's given you the Word of God, the truth, we need the clean spirit. We need the Spirit of God. And we're going to come to you now with a song, and we've still got plenty of time, preachers. Look up some scriptures if you don't mind. We've still got probably 45 minutes to go, so we're going to come to you now with this here song, Praise the Lord.
Lord, and that's where I'll
It's the Spirit of God that speaks to our hearts, and we know exactly what to do in time of trouble. All the ministers on here and knows this, what I'm talking about. God will give us an ear to hear, praise God. And the Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what thus saith the Lord. We kind of talked about this on Brother Yearwood's broadcast on Tuesday night. And, you know, he gives us an ear to hear, and it's not a natural hearing. And, yes, you can hear an audible voice of God, but he speaks to you by his Spirit than your spirit, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. So when we invite him in and we get cleansed first and the house is empty and we ask God to forgive us, and we are sin-free now. We are sanctified by the blood of Jesus. And then we begin to hear, read his word, and study and meditate upon his word. Then the letter is no longer a dead letter. It's no just black and white letters and pages and red letters. It becomes life to us. And it's because the Spirit is mixed with the letter, praise God. And it feeds us, and it causes us to grow in the spiritual realm. And hallelujah, you know, we got to put the flesh under subjection, because there's no glory in the flesh. And, you know, God is so good, because his Spirit, we are our spirit inside of us. And, you know, we're made of, we have a soul, we have a body, and we have a spirit, praise God. And the Lord, he is spirit. And I was thinking about how when Jesus, in Matthew 3:16 says, Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Praise the Lord. That's the Spirit of God. And how many know that in Acts 2 it talks about, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And I was talking about this earlier and did not have planned to say this, but God laid it on my heart again. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it fulfilled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. And again, I'm going to read Matthew 3:16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Praise God. And you know, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Jesus said, I must go away speedily, that I pray the Father that he'll send another comforter. And the comforter is that Holy Ghost. And we can receive that Holy Ghost tonight with gifts. And there's different gifts. There's wisdom, and there's knowledge and healings, and there's gifts of prophecy and gifts of miracles. And there's 9 spiritual gifts, and I didn't look them up, but you can surely look them up and see what those 9 spiritual gifts are. And you know, they're of the Spirit of God. And, you know, the devil will try to come and mimic and mock, and he'll try to do the same thing. But, you know, we know them by the fruits that they bear, and we also know them by trying the spirits. Praise the God, praise the Lord. If we live a good, clean life, we won't be deceived. But, you know, it's the Bible says, if it were possible, even the very elect could be deceived. So it says, if it were possible. And, you know, it is possible if we go astray and we'll start listening to the wrong voice. But, you know, we must stay clean and holy and pure before God, stay in his word, in the King James Bible, and not be misled. Don't be misled by man or other material that's been written, because, you know, there's the true word of God that's from Antioch. They were first called Christians at Antioch. And then there was another scriptures that were written, and that was from Alexander, that city there. They were written on better paper and more preserved, I guess you can say, but it was a false way to go. And that's what a lot of these commentaries or a lot of these so-called Bibles are written from, the Alexander city. Praise God. And so let's keep the true word of God in our heart, because we've tried it and it's true. And I love the Lord. And at this time, we've got plenty of time left. So we're going to have Evangelist Clint Green come. And you know, when he's finished, we'll have Brother Yearwood come back in there. And I believe Brother Tony's left us for this evening. And we'll have Sister Frida say something again. And Brother John. And praise God. We thank you all for calling. And we just enjoy you guys. We enjoy listening to you all. And we sure do appreciate the encouragement and the backing, praise the Lord, and the dedication. And that's what it takes, church. That's what it takes, people, is dedication. And we've got, you know, my mother and I was talking the other day, and it seems like the young adults, there's a doctor and there's something going around saying there's not any more absolutes. But there is 2 absolutes. There is right and there is wrong. And it's an absolute. And they're saying anymore that there's the absolutes are gone, but they're not. And we just we want to hold on to the truth and stay steadfast and unmovable, that the devil can't change. God, he wants somebody real. Praise God. Here's Evangelist Clint Green.
Okay, it's good to be with you tonight. I thank the Lord that I'm saved and on my way to heaven tonight. That I believe my name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm going to make it in if I stay on this straight and narrow way. And I want to encourage you tonight not to get off track, but to stay following Jesus, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. You know, I believe it was Brother John said tonight, talking about the Antichrist spirit. You know, the Bible tells us that there's many spirits, and you know, we must try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets have entered into the world, and they've gone out, and they've preached doctrines. And the Bible said that in the last days that many would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So there's many doctrines out there tonight that people follow. And those doctrines, if it's not the doctrine of Christ, the Bible said that the apostles there in the book of Acts were steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. And that's what we want to continue in tonight is the doctrine that the apostles preached, and that was the doctrine of Christ, because if we get a hold of some other doctrine, we're going to be led astray. And even in Christ, in the church tonight, there are doctrines, different doctrines. If you go, I'd say, within a 100-mile radius of where I am tonight, you can go into different churches and you can hear different doctrines, and they claim to be preaching all out of the same Bible. But I want you to know tonight that if it's not lining up with the Bible, there's something wrong. Else, and if it's not lining up with the Bible, it's a man-made doctrine a lot of times, and it's inspired by devils sometimes to just to get you off track and to knock you out of the blessings that you could have that Christ paid for on the cross. And when he came down here and he shed his blood, but before he went to that cross, he lived and he preached and he went about doing good and he was healing all manner of diseases and sicknesses, and he's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same as he was back then. He came to show us the Father's will. Praise God. And we read our Bible tonight. We find out what God expects us out of us. Praise God. And I was thinking on the lines of some things that Brother John was talking about tonight. And I had already wrote these down before Brother John began to preach. But I want to read a little bit tonight and going back into the Old Testament. And I believe he might have read this scripture in Leviticus 19. I believe that's verse 31. It said, "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." And then Leviticus 20:6, the Bible says, "And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people." And in verse 7 of that same chapter, he says, "Sanctify yourselves therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God." So the Lord, you know, I was thinking about how that Halloween's a coming up here shortly. It's a coming up here not too far away. And you know, there are going to be thousands of people out there on the streets dressed up like witches and goblins and all kind of things, and a Batman, and I don't know what else that man has conjured up. And you know, but I was a-thinking, if God was against this kind of stuff back in the day, back under the old covenant, back under the law, if he was against wizards and he was against familiar spirits and witches and warlocks and these kind of things, and you know, people's turning seem like that way today. You see these young people are walking up and down the streets all dressed in black, and some of them are just right over here not far from us. Somebody moved in, and I heard somebody say that this young man said that he says there is no God. He don't believe there's a God. He's believes that there is no God. So he calls himself Death. Calls himself Death. And he's this one little girl on the street that Rachel knows, been playing with, said she'd been talking to this young boy, and she told Rachel, she said, "I don't believe in God anymore. I don't believe there is a God." Now, I'll tell you something. There's bad spirits in the land today. There's people that's caught up with these familiar spirits and things that's got a hold on them. But God said to sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Now, if he was the Lord, their God there in the Old Testament, he's the Lord our God today. And he expects us to be holy, for he's holy. He expects us to train up a child in the way it should go, and when it's old, it'll not depart from it. You know, when I was living in sin, I didn't know no better. But once I come to the light, once I come and start reading my Bible, I found out that we got to separate ourselves from some of these things that's going on in the world. Praise God. You know, Rachel's 10 years old. You know, she's never been trick-or-treating. She don't have no desire to go because she's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, if she needs some candy, I'll go out to the store and buy it, but I ain't going to send her up the street dressed up like a witch or something like that. Praise God, or anything else. And sometimes we even stay away from the church when it's about Halloween time or some of these other holidays because they ain't living right. I will just tell it like it is. If you're a pastor out there tonight and you're standing behind some of this stuff and you're promoting Halloween parties and this kind of thing, well, you better go back to the foot of the cross and find you an altar somewhere because one of these days God's going to cut you off. He might look over it for a little while, but he'll deal with you, and he'll speak to your heart, and you better turn from your wicked ways, and you better get down to business with God because he ain't playing games with people, and time's running out. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. When I stand before God, I don't want him a saying, you know, I told you to quit this and to quit that and something else, and you just ignored it and said there wasn't nothing to it. It's just like a comic book story or something. No, no, it ain't that way, friend. You know, we turned, they used to have comic, what do they call them things, cartoons is what I meant to say. And, you know, they'd have Mickey Mouse and different ones on there, and they was make-believe characters. But I'm telling you, I believe God's looking at this pretty serious when we send our kids out in the street and we dress them up just to get a little bit of candy or something. It ain't worth it, my friend, today. I'm just telling you it ain't worth it. I want to look here at Deuteronomy in chapter 18, praise God, and starting at verse 9, praise God. Let me get focused here, 18 and 9, praise God. It says here, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Praise God. He said not to do. Not to learn, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or a enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter. With familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. Praise God.
Thank you.
So you could read that for yourself. I'm not the greatest reader, but Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 through 13 is where I read there. And he's telling us that we better quit dabbling around in this kind of stuff. I never seen a time like what we're living in. You know, you look at the young people anymore, and they got tattoos all over them. And you know, there's a spirit behind that stuff. There's a spirit that makes them young people think that that's beautiful, that's really something, and that they're doing something good. And they'll even take scriptures and write them on their arms and on their back in different places. But I want you to know God ain't impressed with that kind of stuff. He don't want us to put markings on us. But he wants us to be a separated people. He wants us to get the word in us all right, but he wants it in our heart. He wants it in there to where that we will live right and that we do have an answer for the hope that lies within us. And we can tell somebody about the old rugged cross and what Christ did for us. Now, I want to also read in 2 Kings chapter 23. Just bear with me a minute here. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 24 and 25. It says, moreover, the workers with familiar spirits and the wizards and the images and the idols and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah in Jerusalem did Josiah put away. Here we got King Josiah came to the throne, and when he came to the throne, he started searching out the land, and he started changing things, and he started coming against the images and the idols and all the abominations that were in the land, and he spied out the land, and he was looking for this stuff, and he was doing away with it, praise God. In the land of Judah and in Jerusalem did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him. I want you to know something. I want you to know that this man Josiah, praise God, when he came to the throne, he came to the throne to make a difference for God. He came to the throne to bring the blessing back to Israel. I'll tell you what, if we don't live right, the blessing will leave this country. If these churches don't get back in line, and our pastors and evangelists don't get back in line, and they don't turn from their ways of wickedness, and they don't seek God, and they don't preach against sin, I'll tell you, this country's going to go downhill. They better turn around, and they better preach against sin, you know. God's going to hold us accountable for what we preach, and we know to do good and doeth it not. The Bible said to him it is sin. I'll tell you, we better lay aside every weight and the sin that thus easily beset us. Well, glory to God, I'm preaching on spirits tonight, but I'm telling you, there's many spirits in the land tonight. There's many people giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And they're just doing things that God, I believe, is abomination in the sight of God. And I'm hard tonight, I guess, ain't I? I'm a little bit hard, but I tell you, we better start sharpening our swords, I'll tell you tonight, because the Bible said iron sharpeneth iron. And if I hold back and I don't preach what I believe is right, and you hold back and you don't preach, and the next one holds back, and on down the line, then there's some people, there's going to be blood on our hands. But I don't want no blood on my hands. And I was thinking about, I can't think of his name, the first young preacher to come on, Tony. Well, he was preaching about how the devil's trying to hinder preachers. He hit the nail right on the head tonight, I believe, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers to the darkness of this world.
and we're in a warfare tonight, and we're fighting against sin, and we're fighting against wicked spirits, and we're trying to get this old ship of Zion headed in the right way. We're trying to get it pointed toward heaven, praise God. Praise God, I want to make it, don't you? I don't want to dabble in sin just a little bit here and a little bit there. Praise God. But I want to make it. Praise God. I got some scriptures here to read. It says, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Thank God that God gives us understanding. And I believe there's another scripture that says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Praise God. So God lights our candle, our spirit. He revives us. We was dead in trespasses and sins one day. We was living in darkness, and there was no light in our house. But thank God, the Spirit of the Lord came in. Praise God. And he gave light, and he gave understanding to the simple, the Bible says. And he gave us a mind to do right. Praise God. Not to run after the things of the world and seek after the things that defile. I'll tell you, we better be careful what we do, what we allow our children to do. And we better point them to the old rugged cross and the way called straight, and tell them the good news of the gospel, and live such a life that they would wonder why we're living the way that we're living. Why do we have to live that good? And well, we want to live good because we don't want to gamble on life. And I'm not going to go down here and gamble on the horse races. And I'm not going over to Las Vegas and gamble on something over there. And I don't want to gamble on something here. You know, some people say, well, I don't think smoking will take me to hell. Well, what if it does? They'll say it'll just get you there quicker. If you die with cancer or something, cigarettes will get you there quicker. Well, I wouldn't take no chance like that myself. I'd just quit them. I wouldn't gamble on it myself. I can't tell you whether you're going to go or not go, but I know the old-timers preached that you had to quit it. And there's other things I know worse than that. There's drinking. And I tell you, there's cursing in that. I met a man one day, and not too long ago, I got in line behind him at a license bureau place, and it wasn't 2 minutes, and he was talking to me, and he started cussing. A few little words are coming out that wasn't right, you know. And I looked at him, and I said, you're not a Christian, are you? And he said, yeah, I'm a Christian. I gave my heart to the Lord 5 years ago. I said, well, you know, your language is kind of, it ain't right. And he said, oh, I talked to my preacher about it. He said, I talked to my preacher, and my preacher said I wasn't going to go. He said the Lord wouldn't send me to hell for cussing. Well, I'll tell you, people want to talk about false, prophets and that, but I want to tell you something. A man that won't preach for you to get away from sin and pat you on the back and tell you everything's all right, I'd say you got a false prophet in the pulpit. You know, where I went when people, bad words come out of their mouth that was sin, they'd tell them they need another dip at the altar and they need to pray till they hit the rock, that they hadn't went down deep enough and they hadn't got them a good foundation, you know. I believe God can clean people up. I'm not telling you you're going to the basement just because, you got a bad word coming out every once in a while. But I'm telling you need to go back to the altar and you need to clean that out, because if your heart's right, you'll speak right. And if your heart's right, you'll dress right. You won't go around half naked and you won't be trying to entice somebody to, to lust after you, but you'll do the right thing. And you'll, when you go to the wardrobe to put something on, you'll inspect yourself, and you'll see if everything's okay. And And, you know, God will be pleased with you with that, praise God. Well, I guess I'm getting a little off here tonight. But out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, you know.
That's right.
God sees the heart, but we see the mouth, praise God. And we see the long tongue, and, you know, we see the attitudes and that kind of thing. And, you know, if my attitude ain't right, I need to go back and get a hold of God. And, you know, maybe the oil's getting low. You know, you got a car out there, and you're driving it, and, you know, it starts a-banging and a-knocking. Well, you better check the oil, because could be that some of it leaked out, praise God. We better keep our vessel full of oil. We better not have a bunch of bad spirits on the inside, because if we do, our house is going to be unclean. And, you know, we got to sweep the house and clean it, praise God, and let the good man of the house dwell there so that those other spirits can't come in, praise God. And I don't know how much time we got, Sister Green, but we got about 15 minutes. I know we got some more preachers, probably got some more to say out there, but I didn't say a whole lot tonight, but I'll tell you, there's a lot in the Bible about spirits. Praise God. In Matthew 8:16, the Bible said, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. And that's Matthew 8:16, Mark 1:27, and they were all amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Mark 3:11, and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. Mark 5:13, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And I'll turn it back over to Joanna right now. And I think she might be going to sing a song. I'm not sure. You know, babe.
Lord, let me feel your spirit one more time.
Lord,
God. We're going to have Sister Frieda. Do you have any more scriptures, sis, you'd like to share with us?
I do. I got two. And it ain't that long. It ain't long like the other two. The first one's coming from Isaiah 44:3-4. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon the seed and my blessings upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. And the other one is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'm going to start with 11. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourself. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil until any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophecy. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your Holy Spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Pray, brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that the epistle he read unto all the holy brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And like Brother Tony was saying earlier, we got to lift up everybody. And like Brother John tells us down here, we have to pray for everybody because that devil, he knows how to get in there in our weak spot. But if everybody starts uplifting each other and praying for them, you know, he can't get through that. He can't get through that unless you lower your edge down. So back to you, Sister Green. I enjoyed it tonight.
Praise God. Good to have you anytime, Sister Frieda, call in, and we enjoy listening to you, and sure appreciate you, sis, and we're going to have Brother Yearwood. Go ahead and obey God, brother.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate the opportunity. I want to say that everybody remember the street service September the 27th, 28th here in Madisonville, Tennessee at the courthouse, and bring your lawn chairs and come and just worship the Lord with us. Going to be at 7 o'clock. Going to have from Psalms 51, starting in verse 10, says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Now, I want us to look over here into what's the name? Joel 2:28, it says, and it shall come to pass after that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters and shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. You know, we're speaking tonight about the Spirit. You know, a lot of times I have to cry out to God, Lord, just create in me the new Spirit. You know, that's what we have to do a lot of times. We start getting discouraged and start getting beat down. We have to do like David did, encourage ourselves in the Spirit of God. And if we'll do that, then God will hear us. He will bless us. then we'll have our spirit renewed. I want to just say that, and I want to let Sister Betty, I think she's got a couple of verses here to read. Then we'll turn it back to you, Sister Green.
I'm going to read John 4:23-24, 1 Corinthians 3:17. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay, 1 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen. Praise God. Appreciate that. Appreciate the opportunity tonight just to obey the Lord. And, you know, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And I feel like he's been here tonight on this broadcast. So God bless you, Sister Green, Brother Green. So I'll turn it back to you.
Praise God. Amen. Appreciate you all, too, as well, and praying for that that revival coming up in September and 27 and 28. Praise God. Okay, Brother John, before I get you back on there, let's remember Brother Eddie tonight. We talked to him earlier. He had something, well, I guess it was last night. He had something to do today. So pray for him, and hopefully he'll be back with us on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, Brother Yearwood has a broadcast from 6 p.m. Till 8 p.m., and that's Reaching the World for Christ, Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ. Praise God. Go ahead, Brother John.
How much time do we have, Sister?
We got 3 minutes and 26 seconds, and we got to pray over the request as well.
I'm just going to read about 3 or 4 scriptures. It says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? When we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we've overcome the world. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. He gives us the Spirit of truth. That says the Spirit of truth will lead you in.
Brother John? I believe we've lost Brother John there. Well, let's pray over these prayer requests. His number does not show up, so I believe maybe the battery on his phone needs to be recharged. But these are long broadcasts, I know, and thank God for them, and let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Father, Lord Jesus,
we ask, Lord, to touch these requests.
Father, that you will move up on each and every request. Father, Lord, that you will heal them that are sick and afflicted. And Lord, that you will save them that's lost and on their way to devil's hell. Lord, the one that is so near to hell, Father. Lord, we call them up. God, we call them back, Father, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we just ask you, God, that you will save them. Sanctify them and fill them, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. We give you the praise of glory and honor for all that in Jesus' name.
Lord, we bind the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. We claim victory over sickness, sin, and disease. We come against the works and the wiles of the devil, Lord. We pray, God, your blessing, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Minister your grace, God.
Praise God. Until next Friday, we'll see you then at 10 p.m. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Between the pages of an old family Bible, I found David.